Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin. We're starting at the very top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Upiv Mitzupa Zohov. That in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the shofar that was used on Rosh Hashanah, the mouth of the shofar had a plating of gold. Freitimar, really? Did the person blowing the shofar put the shofar with the gold in his mouth? But Tanya will learn the Braise, it's Sipoh Zohav Vimkoim Hanochas Piv Pasul. If you have gold at the place where the shofar is placed in the mouth of the Baal Tokeah, it's Pasul. What's the reason why it's Pasul? Rashi says, Shatechia B'Zohav V'loi B'Shofar. You're blowing into the Zohav, you're not blowing into the shofar. It's a machloik, is exactly what Rashi means here. Many of the Mephoshim learned that Rashi means that it's a chatzitza. You're supposed to blow directly into the shofar, and there's a chatzitza, you have the zov on the outside. Others say that Rashi doesn't mean al chatzitza, Rashi just means that it could affect the sound of the shofar. And we're going to talk about that further in Mi'at Hashem on today's daf, that anything that causes any type of change in the sound of the shofar, that passes the tkiya shofar. So therefore, if you're blowing into the Zav and not into the shofar, that could be problematic, that you're not getting the proper shofar call. And as the Gemara continues, suppose hanochas piv is possible. Hanochas piv is kosher. If you have gold, which is not exactly where you put it into the mouth, but it's a little bit further on that portion of the shofar, then it's kosher. And once again, the Gemara is going to say later on, make sure it doesn't in any way affect the sound. Rabbi, it's a shver, because our Mishnah says that you had that the shofar, the Beis Hamikdash, was piv mitzupa zahav, and you just said suppose a mokem anochas piv is possible. Rabbi, he tenanam masis and shulim mokem anochas piv tenan. Einach rami, although it says piv mitzupa zahav, it doesn't mean mamish where you put the shofar in the mouth. It means a little bit further down on the shofar itself. Besides the blowing of the shofar, you had chatzoitzes on the side in the Beis Hamikdash, and we said already when we learned the Mishnah yesterday because of the pasuk, "Bachatzoitzes for kol shofar hariu lefnei hamelach Hashem." So you do it the chatzoitzes together with the shofar. Frank Gemara, don't we have the famous rule? Can you hear two koyves at the same time? Don't the chatzoitzes in some way or form interfere with hearing the shofar? What time you going to the price? A very famous price. Zoch v'shomer b'dibarecha nemro. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said zoch v'shomer simultaneously. Masha'ein ha'pe yechoy l'daber v'ina oiz nechoy l'shmoya. A regular mortal human being would never be able to go and say two words simultaneously, and a regular human being cannot hear two words simultaneously. Therefore, Frank the Gemara, so how are you going to hear the shofar if you have the chatzoitzes together at the same time? Every the Gemara lekach marach b'shofar. Back in the Mishnah we said that although you blow the chatzoitzes and the shofar at the same time, but however you are mekatzer b'chatzoitzes u'marach b'shofar. Marach means that you continue blowing the shofar longer than the chatzoitzes. So,
but surely there's an easier way than with respect to words and speaking, not to respect the sounds of music.
Uh-huh.
Clearly, you could hear many sounds of music at the same time.
And she's saying that you could hear the different sounds of music simultaneously, like a beautiful orchestra.
You're not hearing the shofar.
Good. So that's very, very nice. Please bear with us a moment, because the Gemara is going to say a teretz like that in another 10-15 lines. We're going to get to that in the meantime. But the Gemara at the moment does not make that distinction, and the Gemara assumes that you cannot hear the shofar properly because you're hearing the chatzoitzes, which are interfering.
What was the reason for the chatzoitzes?
She's saying, why don't we do that today? Because we're not lifnei HaMelech Hashem. Lifnei HaMelech Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. But we are unfortunately only have a Beis HaMikdash Ma'at. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash HaGadol in Yerushalayim. But Mi'at Hashem this year, hopefully, I wish himself, we'll be able to hear the Chatzoitis and the Kol Shofar together. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow. Okay. Erev Shabbos, B'Sul Shver. But Mi'at Hashem, this coming Rosh Hashanah, and Mi'at Hashem.
Rabina Karbach in your father.
Yes, exactly. That was Erev Yom Tov. Okay, so let's continue on. Zotumar Abaiter. So with nachmonachmonachol, Anthony Mother, kach marach b'shoifer. That's why the Mishnah said that you, assuming that you blow the shofar, let's say for 10 seconds, so then you have the chatzoitzes going for 5 seconds. Finished, And then you continue on, the shofar keeps on blowing, so you hear the shofar for the final 5 seconds. Zok Yimar, Lememra, Lechishama, Soif Tekiah, Veloy Techila Tekiah, Yotza. If you agree with me that as a result of the Chatzoitzis, you don't properly hear the first part of the Tekiah, you're only hearing the second part of the Tekiah, are you telling me that you could be Yotza in the midst of Tekiah shofar just hearing part of the Tekiah? Umemele, and let us infer from that that Tchilas Tekiah below Soif Tekiah is also Yotza. If you're telling me you could be Yotza with the second half, even though you didn't hear the whole thing, you're Yotza. So presumably if you hear the first half, you're also Yotza, even if you don't hear the second half. As long as you hear part of the Tekiah, that's what it sounds like. If that's the case, Toshima, Tokum Rishonah Umashach Vashniah Kishtaim, Ein Biyodai Ela Achas. What happens if you blew the first Tarat, the first Tashat, the first Tekiah you did regularly, and then the second Tekiah, meaning the one at the end of the Tarat, the end of Tashrat, whatever, the second Tekiah, Yemachta Tekiah Gedoyla. And the Tekiah Gedoyla was so long that it was enough for that set, as well as for the next set that follows immediately thereafter. And you want to be Oitzah with that one long Tekiah for both, as it's Tekiah Achroina of the first set, and Tekiah Rishoina of the second set. Shokto de Braisa, good try, but no points. Talk of Rishoina Umashach Vishnia, Kishtayim, Ein Biyodei Ella Achas. That Tekiah Achroina is only Tekiah Achroina, and you have to start again the next set with the Tekiah Rishoina. You can't use it for both. Since you just said now that min hadin, all you have to be yoitza is hearing a half a tekiah, you don't even have to hear the whole tekiah. So therefore, if you hear this very long tekiah, why don't you say the first part is like the soft tekiah of a tekiah of the Rishoina, yeah, and then the second part, that'll be the beginning of the Rishoina of the next set. And therefore, why don't you go and say that with that long one, split it up into, and half of it will be for the Tekiah Achroina of the first set, and the half of it will be for the Tekiah Rishoina of the second set. Zokti Imar, even though theoretically what you're saying makes a lot of sense, but Psukit Tekiyos Mi'adovi Le'paskiran, to go and split up a Tekiah in half, we don't go and split kindness. So although, yes, Mitzad Ikra did holds the Gemara, you only have to hear a half a Tekiah. You don't have to hear the whole thing. I mean, Gemara will fall away from this later. But at this point, a half a Tekiah is enough. The reason why you cannot use this long Tekiah for two, because you can't split Tekiahs in half. Toshima, ha Tekiah l'techabor, oy l'techadus, oy l'techapitis, in kol shefer shama yotzev in kol abor, shama lo yotza. This is talking about a person that blew into a boir or into a dus. What's the difference between a boir and a dus? Rashi says they're basically the same, but a boir is v'chafira, which means it's in the ground, like you would normally think of a boir in the ground. Well, the dus is b'binyan ala karka. It is above the ground. That's how Rashi says over here. Other Mefarshim and Rashi himself elsewhere says that the difference between a boir and a dus is that they're both down below in the ground, but boir is not nicely tiled and cemented, it's just in the ground itself. Well, the dus is aganza binyan, but it's submerged, it's down below. And like a mikvah, a swimming pool or something, which does have tiles, it does have cement around it, you're not just going into the water, into the earth. Like
I call pages in barrel.
The reason why you're looking at the article, because that's the number three. Until we have boyer, we have dos, and now we are the toicha pittis. What is it? Pittis of Rashi, chavius gedoyla. So Rashi learns mamish just like the article, unbelievable, that it's a large barrel. But Rashi also adds a fountain of truth, because if you look at Rashi, pittis, chavius gedoyla, fonton balaz, which means a fountain in English. So it's not exactly a barrel, but I guess it's close enough, and maybe in Old French, a barrel was called a fountain. Whichever. Anyway, so you're okay now with the...
So the deuce then is tiled, you're saying?
Yeah, with the tiles, the cement.
Finished.
Yeah, it's a finished thing, yeah. Okay, so what do we just say now? So a person is blowing into the bar, into the deuce, into the pittas, im koil shofar shama. If you're able to go and hear the koil shofar, okay, then yotza, like anyway. However, im koil havara shama, by the fact that you blew down below, it caused an echo. So you didn't hear the original call, you only heard the echo call. Lo yotza, then you're not yotza. Now you're wondering to yourself, what type of Michigan would go inside a bar and this, what, blow it up? It's not just such a shver shala. This is talking about, unfortunately, during the years of Gezeiros Hashmat, where the governments would go and prohibit Jews from practicing their religious practices. So sometimes they had to go and blow down below, hoping that the guards and the officers and the police wouldn't hear and wouldn't see. So it would blow down into the bar, into the dus. What's interesting is that all of the modern day shilas that relate to either making a bracha or going and blowing shofar or laying megillah either on a microphone or in the telephone so other people can hear in different places. You have many people, chas v'shalom, rachman l'tzlan, who happen to be in a hospital on, let's say, on Purim, and they want to hear the Megillah. Can you be yoytze by going and calling in, by Zooming, or by hearing the telephone?
Quarantine.
So, the Poskim hold it, you're not yoytze. And it's all based on, this Gemara is the basis of all of those shailas, because it's considered to be an echo. In other words, you don't hear the actual voice itself, because a normal person's voice can travel more than a few feet.
It's a reconstruction.
And if you hear it 1,000 miles away, mit a Zoom, mit a telephone, that's not the voice itself, that's a koil habara, and that's why
microphone
you
hear it.
Yeah, it's always zukman, but again, if it's a question that you have, you should ask your competent, local, Orthodox rabbi, even an international, doesn't have to be local. But Lamaisa, this is just the sheer halukha Lamaisa, you ask a
rabbi. Yeah,
okay, anyway, koil habara, shama, lo yatsa. So, Yomara, amai, I don't understand why you shouldn't be yatsa. Leipit betchilas tkiya mekamid the rabbi of kala. After all, before the echo, at least the initial first second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, you hear the actual call. Only subsequently do you hear that echo sound. And if you're telling me you can be yoytze with a half a call, no, I have half a call. Why can't it be yoytze? Zok the Gemara, you're right. I fall away from the teretz that I gave until now about being yoytze with the halva call. No. The reason why there's a difference, remember what was the kasha in our Mishnah that said that the chatzoitzers should interfere with the shofar, because trei kol lo mishtami. How are you yoytze the shofar? Zutimai letarti koli michad gabra loy mishtami. If one person is trying to go and say two things at one time, azucha v'shumar, just like the brisa began, that a mortal, a bas v'dam, ein hapei yechoyu zaber ve'eino oizni yechoyu lishmoya. So one person is trying to go and say zucha v'shumar at the same time, Kurish. Mitre Gavri Mishtami. Two separate individuals. One's blowing the Chatzoitzis and one's blowing the Shofar. One is saying Zuchar, one saying Shomar. That you could theoretically hear. Frank Timara. Mitre Gavri Mishtami. Can you really hear from two separate people? What time do we have a price? Ba'atoyra Echad Koyrav Yechad Mitar Game. Umbuvat Shaloy. There's a two gear sois. Our gear so works as well. Umbuvat Shaloy Yehushnaim Koyrin. Ushnaim Mitargamin. What's the Gemara's kasha? As you know, in the good old days, in all the kehillos, and even they say today in certain Yemenite kehillos, chveis, maybe Moroccan kehillos, maybe we can ask our chush of the gas. But the point is that you always used to have the balkore reading a pasuk, and then afterwards the metargim explaining the pasuk in targum, in Aramaic, so that everybody would understand the pasuk. I'm sorry?
That's the Yemenic, not the Moroccan.
Not Moroccan. Okay, but the Yemenites can, the Temanim? Yeah. But you shouldn't have two Bali Kriya reading at the same time. That's why if the Ola wants to read along quietly, not out loud, so you shouldn't disturb the Balkori, you shouldn't disturb the whole island. Ushnaim Mitargim, you shouldn't have two people doing the Targum together at the same time. One Mitargim. You just said now Mitrei Gavri Mishnami that you could hear two separate people. So what's the problem? Let's go to the seif of that same brisa. Behalel. When do you say Halel? Today on Rosh Chodesh. Behalel uba Megillah afilu asora koyren. Even if you have 10 people saying the Halel in unison or laying the Megillah together, you can understand it and you can be yoytze. This is what David was saying before. If you're doing something with a melody, then you can hear all the melodies together. That's why the orchestra, like a choir. Zok Yomara, what's the reason why? Didn't you tell me Treikol Lemishtami? Al Makivin de Chaviv Yoiv Daite. Since it's such a chavivis, everybody loves to hear the Megillah. Everybody loves to hear Halal, especially when Mendy's davening far of it. Mendy just left. Anyway, the point is, everybody loves to hear that. It's special. It's dear to everyone. So then you can hear it, because then you focus and you listen carefully to hear. Because the Tkiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is something so special, everybody looks forward to Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiya Shofar, you have died, the Daik Neshamas, even if you have the Chatzaitzis, I want to hear a Shofar! And therefore, you concentrate and you hear. Frank Timara, if that's the case, that the whole, that you can hear the Shofar well enough, even though you have the chatzaitzis, ela loma marach b'shoifar. So what's the reason why we're marach b'shoifar at the end, like it said in the Mishnah? Not because you couldn't hear it until now. You could hear it until now. The reason why they were marach b'shoifar is so that people should realize that the big, big mitzvah today is shoifar. How do we know the big mitzvah is shoifar?
Yom Teruah.
But it says also in the pasuk we have in the Yoim. Was it Mendoch? Deka b'koy the shofar b'kesel Yoim Chageinu. What's b'kesel Yoim Chageinu? Because we mean that the Chag is covered over because it's Rosh Hashanah. Deka b'koy the shofar. Doesn't say Chatzoitzis over there. Chatzoitzis is the base of Mikdash. But otherwise, throughout the land, it's b'shofar.
Rabbi Kerry Cohen used to always complain by Hataras Nadarim.
Yeah.
The Dayanim would speak simultaneously and he'd say, and he'd quote this Gemara.
Okay, there our Gemara is talking about you have to be yoytzer. There you don't have to be yoytzer. It's not that you're listening. Shemei koina. It's all as long as they go and are matin neder. That's fine. You don't have to hear each one's voice separately.
Okay.
Getting back to our Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, they use these poshut. On Tamius, he uses chon kufim and the pivum mitzupa kesef. Pratim u'maishna hosim dezog maishna hocha de kesef. By Beis Hamikdash on Rosh Hashanah, they use of gold on the not mamish at the mouthpiece, but close to it. Here we're saying that on Tanis they use kesef. Why? So Gemara, you say makol kinofir the kesefu. The purpose of blowing the shofar and the chatzoitzrais on Tanis is not really so much a religious part of the prayer, part of the tefillah, part of the bakasha, but rather it's for knufya. Knufya means to gather the troops, to gather and assemble the yidin, that they should all get together in the shuls and the bata midrashim, because it's a tanis, so they should all go and be mespalel, and they should fast, and they should go and say all special piyutim and tefillahs and tehillim, etc. How do we know? More because it says, "Dechsim said in the pasuk, 'Asei lecha shtei chatzoitzis kesef.' What was the purpose of shtei chatzoitzis kesef?" So continuing on in number 3 in the Torah Or HaShalem, Mikshatas Oisim V'hoyu L'chola Mikra Ha'edo L'mas Es HaMachnois. The principal purpose of blowing the Chatzoitzis and the Shofar on the Tanesim was not, again, for like Shofar that we blow in Rosh Hashanah because it's a mitzvah, because it's part of the Davin, part of the Avodah. No. It's for the Mikra Eidu Masa Masa. It's to get everybody, when they hear the siren blowing, they hear the Chatzoitzis blowing, they know it's time to rush to shul to go and say, Yom Kippur Kutin, to say whatever, Piyutim, Tillim, Davening, etc., etc. So therefore, Kol Kinufya, Kinufya means to assemble, to get together, to Kesefu, to Chsev, Asil Choshe Chatzoitzis, Kesef. That's why we do the kesef even on the shofar, because of the chatzoitzis kesef. People say menachem shad. The Torah says gold is much more costly than silver. You only have to make silver. You don't have to make gold. If that's the case, by Rosh Hashanah, why don't we also do kesef? And for the Gemara, for the Hachi, Kavod Yontif Ovid Odif. When it comes to Yontif, Rosh Hashanah is Yontif. So if we want to make it with all of its glory and majesty, so then we put on gold. But throughout the year, it's not a Yontif. There's no need to go and spend so much for the plating by gold. You can do plating with silver. The Papa Bashmul Savar the Mevid. Oh, Zokimari Anushtikum. Two dots. The Papa Bashmul Sav the Mevid of the Kemas Nisan. Now, not the Gabi, the gold and the silver, but Rashi says that he wanted in Chutz Lebeis Hamikdash, presumably in Bavel, the Papa Bashmul wanted to fear Ein that the minhag should be that they should blow both the shofar and the chatzoitzreis on Rosh Hashanah. No. This din of both shofar and chatzoitis is only b'smigdish, not throughout the world. Tanem v'hachi, v'med v'al mamurim, what it said in the Mishnah, shchatzoitis and a shofar b'migdash. Avigvulin, mokim shi chatzoitis ain shofar, mokim shi shofar ain chatzoitis. The two are mutually exclusive. So if you have chatzoitis, meaning that if it's chas hashom yom tanis, and you're blowing the chatzoitis to get everybody assembled, no shofar. On the other hand, if it's Rosh Hashanah, there's a shofar, ein chatzoitis. B'chein hinik, Reb Chalavta b'tzipoyri, Reb Chananya ben Trajin b'sichni. What means b'chein hinik? They were noheg like our Mishnah, shofar and chatzoitis together, both in Tzipoyri, which is in North Eretz Yisrael, as well as in Sichni. U'kishibo adobar eitzel chachom, and the chachomim heard about this, Omru, they said, they only did this in the Harbayis and the Beis Midrash, but they didn't do it outside in Chutzlat. What's the reason why on Rosh Hashanah we do it in the Beis Midrash, but not throughout the land? Melech Hashem. In other words, when you're in the Beis Midrash, who do we mechatzoitz v'kol shofar? I'll be al maloi. Throughout the world, it's not. We're always lefnei Melech Hashem wherever we go. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere. Avad. But the fact that the Pasuk makes a special emphasis on lefnei Melech Hashem to tell you that here it's special miyuchad by the Beis Hamikdash, but not throughout the world. Back to the Mishnah, Shabbat Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Letkia, Ule, Brochus. When it comes Yovel, which means every 50th year, on Yom Kippur, they go and blow the shofar, the same shofar that they're using on Rosh Hashanah, which according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, was Shel Yoel Pashut. And Ule, Brochus, meaning that, although normally on Yom Kippur we have our regular seven Brochus in Shemoneh Esrei, if the Yom Kippur is in Yovel year, then we have the nine brachos Shemoneh Esrei that we daven on Rosh Hashanah with the Malchus, Zechroinos, and the Shofaros. Amrim Shmuel by Yitzchak, Kiman Matzlina Inna. Nowadays, in our Shemoneh Esrei that we say on Rosh Hashanah, as part of the Zechroinos, we say Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha Zikaron LiYom Rishon. Now, in accordance with whom do we say this pasuk that this is Hayom Tchilas Masecha? Kiman Kriblayz of the Ambatishrei Nivra Oilam. Remember, we had earlier on in our Masechta back on Daf Yud Beis. Amachlevi to Nablazer and Rabbi Yeshua Ambatishrei Nivra Oilam or Ben Nissen Nivra Oilam, and therefore that's why it says Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha, because we paskin like Rablazer Betishrei Nivra Oilam. So this is the beginning of the world. This Gemara on the surface is abyssal lishver, because back on Daf Yud Beis the Gemara said that legabe counting the moilodois and the tkufois that we heard about so beautifully on Wednesday night at the Koil, what about all of those that we count like Rabbi Yeshua
from Nissan?
So how do we say Zayim Tchilas Masecha? It's not correct. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what the Gemara said back on Daf Yud Beis. It's not my kasha. This is the third toisus here in the Amid, the big toisus in the middle. Kiman Matzlin is Zayim Tchilas Masecha. Teimo Kaimel and Rabbi Yeshua. Kiramrina Beperikama on Daf Yud Beis. Litkufa Rabbi Yeshua. Tkufa means when the world was created. The Tkufa is the seasons and the mazolis, etc. We shouldn't be saying Zayim Tchilas. Anyway, Toysis goes on a little bit further. It's a very Gishmaka Toysis for homework. But if you go the last 6-7 lines, Toysis says something fascinating. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, you see the last 6 lines of Toysis. The Eilu v'Eilu d'Melekim Chayim. Both Reb Lez and Yeshua are both right. How can they both be right? It's either Nisan or Tishrei. The Ikalameimid and Betishrei Olam Machshav Livrois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to go and create the whole world when in Tishrei. But from Machshava to Maisa, it took 6 months. Like Nivra Adnissan, until the Kodesh Baruch Hu got all of the government permits. You know, today you have to have the permits and all of the women and all the men, and well, you have to go and discuss with the environmental concerns. Shouldn't we? Right. Anyway, at the end, Mazel Tov, yes, they gave the permit, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoch, was able to go and build the world in Nissan. The Kavasa Ashkam, Perikoysim Pasin. Back in Erevin we learned that Kodesh Baruch originally wanted to go and create the two together, and that's what we have Odom and Chava. But afterwards the Kodesh Baruch only created one, the two of them fused together, and then afterwards the Kodesh Baruch split them up. So here too you had Machshava and you had Maisa. So now the Lashon of the Pasuk, or the Lashon of the Piyut that we say in the Shemoneh Esrei is a bit so shver, is a Yom Tchilas Masecha. because the Masa only took place according to Tosis Teres in Nissan. So you have to go and say, Soif Masa b'machshava tchila. You want to have a Masa, first you have to plan it out. You have to go to the architect, you have to go to the engineer, you have to go and plan. So when did the actual construction take place? In Nissan. But all the plans already were made back in Tishrei. So that's the Tchilas Masa. Kodesh Baruch Hu had his machshava already then. And that's pshat in the pious. Yeah.
The contrary would have worked, that the machshava came up in Nissan and the creation was in Rosh Hashanah. Could I say the other way around as well?
That, I mean, theoretically, in Nissan Pesach, you can go in that Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you can go and say, oh, today, Yom Tchilas Masech.
No, what I'm saying is that according to Tois verse, it's the machshava was began when?
Tishrei.
But Tishrei,
right.
Could I say that the machshava? Could we say that the machshava began in Nissan and the creation was in Tishrei? Could
no,
we say that as well?
That's switch it around.
Yes,
maybe the machshava was in Tishrei. The only problem with that is that the Gemara concluded back on Daf Yud Beis that the Chachmei Yisrael agreed with Rabbi Yeshua and not Rabbi Lezer, that in terms of the counting from the beginning of the world for the Tkufais and the Meilavais, that took place in Nissan. So if it took place in Nissan, how are we saying that it was Wazacha? But if you say it's Machshava, Shin good, because Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, that's fine. Because Shvoch had his Machshava, but the actual creation took place in Nissan. Frankly, my Moshe Ravena, Shavu Yovel Hashanah the Tkiya Ule Brachos. That Yovel, meaning the Yom Kippur Shmoneh Esrei in Yovel year, is Shavu is exactly the same for Brachos. How could you go and say that in the Shemoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur? The Yom Tchilas Masecha. Yom Kippur certainly didn't happen. You're right. They're going to leave out that one pasuk, the Yom Tchilas Masecha. The rest of the Shemoneh Esrei will be identical, minus, they put that in parentheses for Yom Kippur. And then all the new articles of Dorm should have an asterisk saying, in Yovel year, you leave out this one line.
The Chasim of the Bracha of the Kedushas Hayom is for Rosh Hashanah, and the Musaf Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It has to be modified.
They have to make adjustments for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Rav Shisha Barei Rav Idi Masni Hachi. So now it's come out the same Gemara, but a little bit in reverse. Why to like Reb Lezer? Did Reb Lezer came to the Amatishin of Oilam? Or Ikazeh, Hayom Tchilis Masecha, Zikarnly Emrishain, Dibrishon Isa, Uba Yavalesa. Lechay Avarai against Reb Lezer, because if Reb Lezer says that in fact, Zeh Yom Tchilis Masecha applies to Rosh Hashanah, fine, but it doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, so how could you go and say the same Shemoneh Esrei for both? We're going to leave that one line out, but otherwise it's going to be exactly the same Shemoneh Esrei. Zog the Mishnah. Shoifah shenizdak udvakoi posel. What happens if you have a shoifah that was split and you put it together with devek? Rashi uses the term glue. If you went and glued it back together, posel, no good. Why, says Rashi? To have like kishnei shayfaris. We learned before in the Gemara, shayfar echad and rachman, v'lo shnei shayfaris. It says if you have two shayfaris. And then it says in the Mishnah, divek shivrei shayfaris. What happens if your shayfar fell on the ground and split into pieces, and you put them all together with crazy glue? Posel. Now, l'chayra, aren't these two halachas identical? Shayfar shenizdak udavka is posel.
If it splits into many pieces.
This is just split into two pieces. And this sounds like it's split into 5 or 10 or 20 pieces. So well, what's the go-to or not? So it's Toys' kasha here on the bottom. And therefore Toys' disagrees with Rashi. And he says that nizdak doesn't mean that it totally broke into two pieces. Rather, nizdak just means that it has a split, a crack down the middle from beginning to end. And you see the crack. And to keep it intact, he went and put some glue on so it shouldn't go and break into two pieces. So even though the shofar is still intact, but it's fragile with this crack down the middle, your glue, nish glue, it's possible. The chiddush of the glue is to tell you, so you put the glue on, now it's back to normal, it's back. No. If it's cracked down the middle, no good. Even if it didn't fall into shivrei shofar. So that's the bottom choices that disagreed with Rashi and the shofar shmista. When I was nikev, it got a little hole in it, usasmai, and you did a plug, you filled up the hole. If it affects the tekiah in any way, shape, or form, that now when you blow it, you hear it's not the same color as it was yesterday. It's a little different. Possible. However, if he did such a good job with the steamer that it sounds just like the pristine coil of the shofar, kosher, then it's okay. Same as we had back on the Omer Aleph, and presumably the article says the pitzis is the same thing, that it's in the barrel. If you heard the original call, it's good, but not the echo is no good. Now this v'chein l'chayre is inappropriate because the next halacha is not really related. It's another halacha, and in fact, in the Gimel of Maseres Hashas says in many places they took out the word v'chein, because it's just nochalach. Misha oyo oyver achoyer beis knesses. The person's walking outside the shul in the back. Oyo oyver beis samachal beis knesses. He happens to be a neighbor of the shul, and it's Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't get to shul in time. This could be, for instance, for women in particular. Vishama kol shoyf, and here's a kol shoyf. Oh, yeah, I missed getting into shul, but I hear every single. I hear the tarat and the shat and the shrat, and I hear everything. Oyo kol megillah, or it's Purim, and he hears the megillah word for word. Emkiven liboy, if you're mechaven to be yotze, then you yotze. Vim lav lo yotze. But if you're not mechaven libe to be yotze, then you're not yotze. Afu bishezeh shoma bishezeh shoma. Even though two separate people heard the exact same shofar blowing or the exact same megillah, zeh kiven liboy, and therefore he is yotze. Zeh lo kiven liboy, he's not yotze. So he has to mechaven libe. By the way, the balkore or the baltokeya, who's blowing or laning, etc., they also have to mechaven, but typically they're mechaven for everybody that can hear. Not to Dafki Mechavan to people inside shul. Anybody and everybody that hears. But the person that's listening, he has a Mechavan to hear, and it can't be just, I heard the Shaifa. He has a Mechavan to be Yoy to the Mitzvah. Is
this Sriches Kavanah?
Tomorrow's going to go into that Mirchim tomorrow. Zoki Moriyat, Ton Rabbonon, Oruch Viktoroi, Kosher. What happens if you had a long, long shofar, like those Yemenite shofars, very, very long, and you cut it down to size, you cut it down the middle. What's the halacha now? Kosher. It's still kosher. You don't have to have a long shofar from here to Yerushalayim. Halva shofar is good. What's the minimum shear? We'll see shortly in the Gemara. The minimum shear is it has to stick out from both sides of the hand. You're holding the shofar in your hand, it sticks out a little on this side, a little that side.
Teshach plus?
Exactly. Yeah, so this is kosher. Gordo v'midei al gildo. What happens if you had quite a thick shofar and you want to go and thin it out by scraping it? You scraped it, so now it's a thinner shofar than it was. You scraped it on all sides. Oh, it's a kosher. That's fine. Tzipos of. Oh, so this is what we had in the Omer Aleph. If you went and did a plating with gold, v'mokam nochas peh, v'mokam nochas peh, is kosher. Tzipos zo mibifnim. If you put in zo from the inside, it's possible. The Gemara is saying that if you did a plating of gold in the inside of the shofar, it's possible. That the Gemara assumes with derech pashit that the tekiah, says Rashi, tekiah is bizarre. The tekiah is no longer coming out of the shofar, it's coming out of the gold inside, because that's how the sound works, the vibrations inside the shofar. So it's not a shofar blowing, it's a gold blowing. So that's possible. However, if you metzap is off from the outside, then again it depends. If nishtana koyloi mikamoisha hoya, if it affects the koil at all, if it doesn't affect the koil, kosher, then it's okay, not a problem. Now we get back to the lacha we learned at the top of the yomit, nike ustami, what happens if it had a hole, and you did a filler, you stopped it up with something. Emiake besatkiya posel, me'akava here means to affect the koil, that it doesn't sound the same as it was before. Even if it's a small little hole, it's a small little filler, if it's a ma'ak, if it's a tkiah, it doesn't have that same beautiful sound as yesterday, no good. V'yamlav, however, if he did an effective job, it sounds exactly like it did all these years. Kosher. No, it's a shofar, but a shofar. What happens if you inserted one shofar into the other shofar? You had a mini shofar and a larger shofar, you put one in the other. In koil panimi shoma, if he blew the inner shofar, and the Mefarshim explain that the inner shofar protruded from the front into his mouth. In other words, he blew the inner shofar in his mouth, not that he blew by putting his mouth around the outer shofar. He blew on the inner shofar, even though it was enclosed inside the outer shofar. Your yotza, because the coil is coming from that inner shofar. And therefore the Mefarshim add, it's not enough that just the mouthpiece protrudes into his mouth, but on the other side, the end of the shofar hapanimi has to end at least at the same end where the larger shofar ends. Because if it ends, since it's a smaller shofar, if the smaller shofar is shorter than the larger shofar, so that the end of that shofar that you're blowing inside, automatically it's going to be magnified, changed, enhanced, whatever, by the remaining shofar of the outer shofar that protrudes further than the inner shofar. So therefore, the inner shofar, from the front, the mouthpiece has to protrude, and from the other side, it has to end at least as long as the outer shofar, and it could even be longer naturally, that'd probably even be better, but it shouldn't be shorter. If you heard the outer shofar, lo yotze. Now why, if you hear the outer shofar, what's the problem? So you have a short toisus here down the bottom, about 8 lines from the wide lines. And kol chitzen shama lo yotze. The toisus. Shakol yotze bi avir shebein chitzen lepnimi. Since when you're blowing the shofar, you're blowing air into the outer shofar, and of course you have an inner shofar inside, so some of the air has to be going into the inner shofar as well. I mean, inner shofar is there, you can't just wish it out as if it's not there, it's there. So some of the coil is going to go into that inner one too, so therefore you're going to be hearing a coil from both bays, and that's why it's no good. Gordoi, gordoi again means to go and to scrape it from the outside or even from the inside, maybe from the bein mechutz. It's kosher. Gordoi mide al gildoi, if you went and scraped it until it got into a very thin layer, but there are no holes, it's just thin, it's kosher. Some take out the words kosher gordoi because this is really one case. It's gordoi bein mefnim, bein mechutz. Even if hamidoi al gildoi, it's kosher. All of that is kosher. In fact, if you look at the beginning of the Gemara when we started that earlier brisa, Tanur Rabbanan or Kasher's Kasher, Garda Vemid Al Gilda is Kasher. So that's basically this brisa is repeating that same halacha. Garda Vemifnei Mechut Vemid Al Gilda is Kasher. Hiniach Shayv B'Tosh Shayfer, which we just had now. In Kol Pedim Yisham Mayotze. If you hear the inner one, that's fine. Vim Kol Chitzen Shama. If you blew into the outer one, Lo Yotze, like Toisa said, because it's affected by the fact that the small shayfer is inside. And therefore, you're hearing a call of two or three shofars. Hafachay v'takabay. What happens if you turned it around and you blew? Now, you and I, when we start such a gemara, hafachay v'takabay, we assume that means he blew into the larger end as opposed to the shorter end. But that's not so simple as we will see. Hafachay v'takabay lo yotza. Amar papa lo yitayma the hafachay kikituna. Oh, maybe the pshat of hafachay means that you put it inside out. Like a person wears, for instance, sometimes in the morning, you don't check carefully, and you put your undershirt in
reverse.
In reverse, right, inside out, instead of reversing it. Normally, you see the seam from the outside, the label from the outside. That's, kikituna means like a beggar, like a ksoinis, like a beggar that you wear. So says Rapapa, don't think that that's shot in the shofar, that you went and you had it in reverse. Now, how could you go in reverse a shofar? Of course, all of our shofars are very, very hard and fixed and rigid, says Rashi, b'roischen. In other words, when you initially took the shofar off, you put it into a hot bath of water and you let it soak over there until it became very pliable, and then theoretically you can go and change it around and do it inside out and make it different. So says Rapapa, that's not the pshat and hafach v'takaboy lo yotze. But rather, what is the pshat? Elashihirchav zakotz v'kitzes arachav. Taka with the hot water, what you did was, you took the outer side, when I say the outer side, the bigger side of the shofar, and you managed to go and squeeze it together and make it into a small mouthpiece. And where you have the smaller part, there you went and were able to go and expand it and make it into the large mouth, not the mouthpiece, the larger size of the shofar. So you did it in a hapachu. You switched the shofar around by using the hot water to go and make it much more flexible, and therefore you're able to...
He remodeled it.
He remodeled it, exactly. Says, phrase one, why not? I mean, it's a shofar, and you blew, and you hear the sound. What's the problem? So the pasuk says, vavarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi. You're supposed to be vavarta. What means, of course, havarta means to go and carry it, to move it from place to place. But what does that have to do with us? So the havarta over here is, it's Rashi in the fourth line. derech avarosay ki derech sha'ayu ma'aviray b'roishoy b'behema mechayim. The way that you go and use the shofar and you transport the shofar and you blow the shofar is the same way that the ayil transported it when it was alive. And how was that? That the narrow end that was the one that was sticking up, and the wider end, that was the one that was on the head, protruding from the horns, protruding from the head of the ayil. And so therefore, when a person now were to approach an ayil, when the ayil is alive, that part of it that he sees first, and that is closest to his mouth, that's the smaller end. That's the one that you would insert.
The pointed end.
The pointed end. That's the point. That point, that's the pointed end, that's the one you put in your mouth. So that's got to be the derech avar. However, if you're going to go and switch it around, then it's not the derech avar. That's not the way it was originally. Now, our Gemara does not address the easy case, and that is a person who takes the shofar and blows it from the wrong end. The Gemara doesn't deal with that case. Yeah. In Shulchan Aruch, however, it says lo yotza, and the Mishnah Berurah says for the same reason, it's got to be derech avara, meaning that the person who's blowing the shofar has to go and do it from the pointy end, the way the ayil was carrying it or wearing it when it was alive, as opposed to taking it and blowing from the other end. That's not the derech avara. That was on the head. That wasn't sticking out. So therefore, again, it would be possible. David Shivrei Shofar is possible. If you put together shtiklach together, it's possible. Tan Rabban, Hoysef Olav Kosher B'Mimino Meshloim B'Mimino is possible. Hoysef means here we're not talking about plating. Here we're talking about extending it. You have a short shofar; it's only 6 inches long, and you want to make it 12 inches long, and you extend it by adding something. No good. Side B'Mimino says Shloim B'Mimino possible. Niket Usasmai. If there was a hole and you put a filler or plug into it, Bain Shloim B'Mimino possible. It makes no difference what you plugged it with. If you put in super glue, or if you put in a piece of shofar, or you put in a piece of wood, makes no difference. Possible. If Nasan Aimer B'Mimino Kosher Shloim B'Mimino possible. It really depends. If it's B'Mimino, meaning that if you plugged it by taking another piece of shofar and putting it in that spot where the shofar has a hole, that's okay. Shloim B'Mimino, however, if you put in a piece of plastic or you put in something else, that puzzle, that's no good.
But do we say in the Mishnah, Imakif is a Takiya puzzle, be Vlav Kusher? So this is going against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says it's a question of functionality. Mm-hmm. And here it's saying it's a question of.
You're absolutely right. And here in the Brice, we have Machlokes. The Mishnah said, according to one man, the Amar, that if it's Nikiv Sosmai, depends on whether you hear the voice.
Right.
100%. We hear our, in the Brice, however, it has Machlokes with the Mina Shaloya Mina. And I'm not saying that Mina is kosher, and therefore L'chayra, the Mishnah is going like Reb Nosson, that if it's not ma'akiv, it's a tekiya, and it's a memina, it's kosher, because the Tanakhama says it's always possible. The memina, shlemina, is always possible. The fact that our Mishnah says that under certain circumstances it's kosher, if it's not ma'akiv, it's a tekiya, that's something like Reb Nosson and the memina kosher, the memina is possible. The memina kosher, Amrib Yoichanan, Vahushin Ishtai Rubai. That's if roiv of the shofar is intact. It's a relatively small hole. It's only a miut, it's not the roiv. And you did a good job by filling it up, the minoi, with another piece of shofar, and then you're okay. So, let's go be medayik. Mechlal, the shloim minoi, if you filled it up with something that was not a piece of shofar, you put a piece of plastic in, piece of plaster, whatever you put in. Avo bishin ishtayir, rubai, even though roiv of the original shofar was still in existence. It's possible. Why? Because you have to have both. It has to be both that you filled it with the minai, and it's also got to be that it's got to be the minai, that it's got to be nishtaya rubai. Ekanamasti lo aseifa. Others say the same shtickle turn the seifa. Shaloi the minai is possible. When do I say shaloi the possible? Hura umre biyachan of vishenifchas rubai. That's because roiv of the shofar fell to pieces, so it was fell apart. However, mechlal de minai. However, if you're filling it with b'minai, even if you're talking about the roiv of the shofar was broken, was split, whatever, and you're filling it with this b'minai, then it's kosher. Which, of course, is a totally different conclusion than the first ikadiyami. Because the first ikadiyami required that both. Number one, it's got to be minai kosher, and it's got to be nishtana rubai.
Right.
Roiv, and of course, it shouldn't be nishtana kola, like we had before in the Mishnah. Here in the Sefer, it's saying much more lenient that if you're being plugging it with minoi, avin shel rubai is also kosher, because it's only a problem when it's shaloi b'minoi v'shenifchas rubai. But if it's b'minoi, even nifchas rubai, it's kosher. Tzipo zav, if you filled it with gold, like we had before, you plated it with gold, it's possible, because as you're blowing into the gold, that's for sure nishtana kolo, you're not blowing into the shofar, you're blowing into the gold. It's possible. Now, what happens nistak? Nistak, it splits. We spoke about this a little bit on the Amud Aleph with the Toises. Nistak the orkoi, split down the middle, the oirech, meaning from the small hole to the big hole, down the whole length, it's possible. L'roich boy, what happens if it's the other way around? It's not the oirech, but the width of the shofar, it got split. Im nishtayeh boy shir tkiah, as long as the shir tkiah, means the shir shofar, is kosher. If it's so short now as a result of the fact that it got split in the middle, no good. See, in other words, the second part didn't necessarily fall off, even if it's still attached. But since it's nistak, that already is no good. However, says our Gemara, as long as the remaining shofar from where you blow until the nistak had a shear tkiah, a shear shofar, then it's good. So it can become a shear tkiah. Now tell me, how was the shear tkiah? That you go and take the shofar, you put it in your hand, you're holding it, the baltkeh is holding it, and you see that it's protruding both from the side towards the mouth, because it doesn't protrude to the mouth, you can't blow. So that's the easy part, but it also has to protrude from the other side of the hand, it has to go a little bit further. 99% of all of our shofars are longer than that, but I've seen a shofar where you had to look carefully at the baltkeh to see that the shofar was still coming out beyond the hand. Koiledak means it was a very thin sound coming out, or over a thick sound. Itzra means a very dry sound, a rough sound. All of that is kosher. As long as you heard shofar, even if the baltkeya at some point, you know, it loses its place in his lips when he's blowing, yes, and it has a high pitch or a low pitch or whatever, that's what makes, as long as you hear agamset kia, all of that is good. Sholcha l'rabud ishmur chodchoy betoka boy yotza. Kodchai means that you bore a hole, you drilled a hole into the shofar, the tukabai, and then you blew it, and you're it. And you want to shake the cool enough, Victor Kodchai. I mean, how do you blow shofar? You don't blow a shofar on the top.
It doesn't come with the mouthpiece already formed.
Exactly. You always have to drill a hole. What's it with? Amarabashi should Kodchai bizachrusai. What is bizachrusai? Zachrusai means that how do the shofaris grow from the heads of the animal? The animal first has a bony part protruding from its head, and attached to that bony part coming from the head, you have these nice, beautiful horns. And what you typically do is you cut the horns without touching the bony part on the head, because typically the shofar is longer, and so therefore you don't have to have a long shofar. You can go and just cut it, and don't affect the bony part of the head of the animal.
You don't have to shech the animal, then.
Theoretically, you don't have to wear the halacha, but based on our Gemara, it would not be required. It's not even merchai ultima.
You're not eating it.
It's not an aver. Anyway, but the point is, so what happens over here? This person, however, when he cut the shofar, he did cut the bony part together with it. So therefore, the shofar now is not just a hollow shofar, but it has this mass of bone from the animal's head and kvetched inside the shofar. So normally you don't have to go and remove it, because normally you've cut it before you got to the bone. Or if you cut it with the bone, you extract it and you pull it out. Over here, the person went and drilled it instead of taking it out. So therefore, the shofar now retains that part in it, that part of the bone, just that you drill the hole through it. Says the Gemara, Mao the same min b'minoi choitzitz. I would think that the fact that that bony part is there, it's min b'minoi. After all, the shofar grew out of it, so therefore maybe it should be a chatzitza. Kamash malan, that as long as kodcha, if you made an effective hole, the talk, and you can hear the coil going through it, that doesn't bother us. That is not a problem. Chatzitza, and it's kosher, kamash malan. Again, we said back on the Amud Aleph that it depends on whether you can go and hear. It's also here in the Amud Beis, here in the Mishnah. If you hear the actual kol shofar, you yotze. If you heard the havar, you heard the echo, lo yotze. Now, 99% of the people are standing outside the bar, and they're unfortunately hearing the echo, and that becomes a problem. But when you're standing inside the bar, if you're inside the bar, then you don't hear the echo, then you hear the original blowing of the shofar. Is that good? So, you're standing outside, you hear the echo, no good. They heard the original coil, Therefore, yotze, they are yotze. Tanya, yotze, tkira, tcheka, bora, tcheka, dos, yotze. Ay, what an alo yotze, we said, yinai, yotze, lach, shmamino, kiravuna, shmamino. Ikiromino, whom near my others ask us here. Tana, tkira, tcheka, bora, tcheka, dos, lo yotze. Votanya, yotze, amravuna, lekash, kanoisa, I'm down, fasa, bar. If you're sitting outside, you hear the echo. No good. Kaloi sam the bar. If you're standing inside the bar and you hear the original voice, the original call, then you yoitze it's kusha. We should all hear shortly. Who you talk of the shayfer God, we hear the shayfer of the coming of Shia. Have a wonderful day. I get in the chodesh, everybody.